Sure. We are joined now by Spurs All-Star guard DeMar DeRozan, longtime Toronto Raptor, and now a San Antonio Spur. Hey, we really appreciate the time. DeMar, how are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
We're doing okay. We thank you for joining us today. I guess you've gotten this question from a lot of people in your life, but has everything sunk in? Here we are on August the 3rd. Are you at peace with the trade, your new home? Where are you at emotionally right now?
I think it's still got more time to grow. You know, I still got to deal with the fact of, you know, once I get out there, you know, putting on that jersey, going out there for the first time. So it's going to definitely take some time, but it's going to be one of them processes that, you know, I'm looking forward to, most definitely.
Have you wrapped your mind around being a San Antonio Spur? In fact, envisioning yourself in that jersey that you just spoke of?
No, not yet. Like, you know, I think I'm just patiently waiting, you know, to fully feel it, you know, getting out there, you know, moving out there, getting everything situated there, you know, getting in front of the fans, putting on that jersey, playing there for the first time. You know, everything's going to be new for me every step of the way. So I'm going to continue to feel a new feeling probably for a while.
He is DeMar DeRozan of the San Antonio Spurs. He joins us here on Sportsnet 650 Vancouver. Your basketball camp is coming up in Victoria. We do want to talk about that and you giving you know, your time and resources to making that happen. This trade, though, from the outside looking in, and everyone was wondering what you were thinking, it felt on the outside, DeMar, like you went through a number of emotions. It might have started with a little bit of shock and confusion, and then it appeared that it kind of went into a place of anger a little bit. Has that subsided? Where are you at right now with that?
It definitely subsided. You know, the first probably week or so, you know, it was rough. You know, especially mentally, just having your mind set on, you know, being one place for your whole career, and you know, suddenly, you know, it changes out of nowhere. You know, so it was definitely tough. Frustration was at an all-time high. You know, emotionally, you know, everything came into play. You know, when that happened, you know, and it took a while. It took about, you know, 2 weeks for me to just calm down and be able to understand, you know, it's time to move on.
He is DeMar DeRozan. He joins us on Sportsnet 650. Scotty.
When adversity strikes, DeMar, you know your family's going to be there. You expect your friends to be there, but you've received an outpouring of support. Have you received support from anyone in particular that was unexpected or surprising?
I think the whole turnout of it all was probably the most overwhelming, in a positive way, reception that I ever got, you know, in a sense of, you know, you see how much you do for not just a person, for a country, a city, you know, even your peers backing you. So it definitely hit in a way of I never expected to hit, you know, when it came to the reception that I got, you know. So it was definitely crazy.
We saw the greatest era of Raptors basketball ever over the last 5-6 years with yourself and Kyle Lowry and a regular season Eastern Conference win, and you made it to the conference finals 1 year, and top four seeds and winning playoff rounds was the norm, and that, you know, is not what used to be in the organization. What are you most proud of, DeMar, in your 9 seasons in Toronto? And on the flip side, is there something that you wish could have gone a little differently?
What I'm most proud of is just, you know, gaining that respect, you know, not just individually, but as a team, as an organization. You know, that was always my goal, was to be one of them teams to, you know, to be feared to play against, that could go out there and beat and compete with everybody. You know, and as we grew, you know, you start to see more recognition come to the city, to the country of Canada. You know, you start to see things like Jurassic Park come about, fans cheering. No matter if it was raining outside, you know, all them things, you know, it's just so much to be proud of that I was able to be a part of. And, you know, them things could never be duplicated and have that feeling again because, you know, everything was authentic.
DeMar, they always say there's no loyalty in pro sports, and you've certainly found that out. You gave your loyalty to the Toronto Raptors. Has this changed the way you look at what you do?
You know, I still got to stand on my own morals. You know, I can't let someone else's action knock me off my morals or what I stand for or what I believe in and the approach that I take in my life, no matter if it's at the workplace or if it's my everyday life, you know. So I still, as a man, you know, I stand on my own two morals, and, you know, when I'm in something, I'm in something for the good, bad, ugly, pretty, you know, every step of the way.
He is former Toronto Raptor, now San Antonio Spur, DeMar DeRozan. He joins the program with Walker and Rintoul on Sportsnet 650.
Now, the one thing about going to San Antonio, I mean, sometimes a trade can blindside you and you end up being in a place that no one wants to go. Well, the Spurs, as we all know, as you know, it's been one of the best organizations in the NBA the last 30 years. Greg Popovich is there. You just spent some time with him at the USA Summer Camp. What's your first feeling on what life is going to be like in San Antonio and with Pop?
I'm definitely looking forward to it. You know, Pop, one of the all-time greatest NBA coaches to you know, bless his spirits to this game. And like you said, the organization has definitely been, bar none, one of the best. So to be a part of that, to be wanted by organization like that, and to learn and to build and, you know, to be able to add something and bring something, you know, new, exciting, whatever it may be to the organization is definitely something I'm looking forward to and a challenge that I'm ready to approach.
DeMar, one of the things that's often pointed out about you is that you have improved every single year you've been in the NBA. How do you believe that you can be better next season in San Antonio?
Oh, man, I never question why I can't be better no matter what situation I was in. I mean, you know, I could be preparing to play in the middle of nowhere on the island next year, and I figure a way how to make it be seen and known that, you know, I got better. So being under, like I said, a great organization and a coach like Pop, it's going to be something that, you know, new to me, that's definitely going to bring a new side out of me game-wise, and, you know, I think it'd definitely be seen on top of that, my own work ethic. So adding them two things together, I think it should be pretty cool.
I think there was always a misconception about Toronto, DeMar, that it's so hidden away, and yet, like you said, you embraced being kind of the number one team and a franchise piece on a team that represented a country of 35 million people. On the flip side, and I know some would say that this kind of got to Kawhi Leonard a little bit, is that San Antonio is a place where maybe you can disappear a little bit, a smaller market that maybe people forget about. Does that factor in to you at all? I mean, you're going to the West, and it's home to the Lakers, and there's LeBron, and there's Golden State. Is being out of the spotlight a little bit something that appeals to you or that you don't like?
Like I say, you can put me anywhere, whether it's a spotlight or no spotlight. You know, as long as you lace up them shoes and you go out there and play like the rest of the 29 teams out there play, it really don't matter. Spotlight will always find you if you're going out there doing the right thing, and that's winning. You know, so for me, that organization been winning for decades. So to go out there and – you know, add a new excitement. You know, I think the spotlight always finds itself regardless.
DeMarDeRozan.com/camp, his first ever Victoria BC basketball camp, sponsored by Nike and Spalding, coming to the University of Victoria August 14th to the 17th. I'll ask you about it. And I mean, before that, I'll tell you what, you know, you get traded, and it would have been really easy, DeMar, to say, hey, you know, a cataclysmic event in my life, and I'm moving thousands of miles away, so, you know, this is an endeavor, this is a camp that is just going to have to be postponed. But you didn't, and it's coming up in a couple of weeks, and good on you for continuing to support Canadian basketball. That's a great thing. Congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Tell me a little bit about the camp, how it started, why it started, and your passion for it.
It started last year. I took it to Vancouver, and you know, the response I got from it, the excitement that I got from it, the amount of kids that signed up and came from all over the place just to be a part of it, you know, gave me the excitement and even more passion to, you know, expand out in Canada and give other kids the opportunity to be a part of it, you know. And for me, it brought a new excitement. You know, we always in Toronto, or the fans there always get to see us, but it's always great to move around Canada and see the reception that we got from fans. So, you know, it all stems from last year having a camp in Vancouver. Now I wanted to try somewhere else and give an opportunity. So whether I was in Toronto or, you know, now being traded, playing for San Antonio, you know, I didn't want to stop that going, giving kids the opportunity of a lifetime.
Have the fans reached out to you a lot, Jamar, through this process?
Oh, man, the fans been great. I wish I was Bill Gates or something. I give all the fans some type of gift, some type of way, you know, because the fans have been great, and I can't even explain. You know, I think I wrote in my post, I can't even explain, you know, what the fans have meant to me, especially going through this process.
The NBA schedule is going to come out at some point next week, and we were having a conversation the other day. If you are, you know, our network, if you are Sportsnet, and you get first pick to broadcast any Raptors game next year, are you going to take the home opener, or are you going to take the game that DeMar DeRozan and the San Antonio Spurs come to Toronto? And we said, you know what, I think we'd take the DeMar game. I think that will be a marquee event. The schedule's not out yet, but will that be the first thing you circle? Can you picture playing at the Scotiabank Center next year in Toronto with a different team?
I know the date, so the date is my head. You know, I'm pretty sure when it do come out, everybody gets a chance to see. But I know the date. So it's
what is it? What's the date?
I ain't gonna give it away.
That's scoop. That's a good scoop.
But I know the date without a doubt. So, but it'd be, I don't know how it'd be, if it'd be emotional, if it'd be, you know what, but, you know, it's definitely going to be one of them moments when walking to the visitor locker room, going in a different way, you know, seeing all the people that you've known over the years. So it'd definitely be different. So, but I'd be looking forward to it.
DeMar, everybody needs fuel for motivation, and everybody uses different things. How much does this trade fuel you in your pursuit of what you plan to do in San Antonio?
More than anything else have in my whole career. You know, my 9 years, I always found something in the summertime to fuel me, to push me, to be better. You know, this time around has been the biggest motivation, fuel, to push me over, push me to the edge to where I never thought I'd be. You know, in approaching my work ethic, my studying of the game has definitely been heightened at a level I didn't think it'd be, and that all stems from, you know, me going through this situation. So, like I said, I always find things. My track record has always showed it year in, year out. So this time around, you know, I think this is definitely the biggest motivation of them all.
Is there a part of you that wants people to literally say a year from now, 2 years from now, 3 years from now, boy, they made a mistake?
No question. Without a doubt. You know, without a doubt, you know, but that's not going to be my main focus, to go out there and do that. You know, as long as I go out there and do what I've been doing my whole career, you know, that'll speak for itself. You know, and as a competitor, you know, you always want to be looked at and be accepted as the best wherever you at. And, you know, so for me, that's just part of my motivation, you know, not just there, just everywhere, you know, just understand and make this organization happy to have me for having that motivation. So, you know, I'm looking forward to it, and, you know, it's going to be fun.
He is at DeMar DeRozan, the University of Victoria, hosting the DeMar DeRozan first ever Victoria basketball camp. Nike and Spalding involved. DeMarDeRozan.com/camp to register and get involved. You got so used to competing in the Eastern Conference, and you know it was you guys and mostly LeBron. And now you're in the West, and I wonder how daunting it feels because LeBron moves with you, and he's in L.A. And there's Golden State, and there's Houston, and these are iconic teams right now. Does it feel like it's gonna be daunting? Does it feel like a hard wall to climb?
No, you always. My 28 years of being on this earth, one thing has never came easy to me. And you know, the harder the task, the more up for it. You know, I get. You know, so for me. To be the best, you got to compete and be in amongst the best. You know, so for me, that's another opportunity to go out there and compete at a high level, and it's fun. You know, we play this game. If you're a true competitor, you play this game to be in moments like this, to be able to show and separate yourself from anybody anywhere else who probably ducking a certain type of competition level. So for me, it's fun. It's a great opportunity, and, you know, I'm working my butt off now, and I'm looking forward to it.
DeMar, the NBA is a pretty close-knit family, and I know the upper echelon of the NBA is a very close-knit fraternity. You're a multiple-time All-Star. Kawhi Leonard's an All-Star. I have no idea what your relationship with him is, but since the deal, have you two spoken?
No, I haven't spoken to him.
He is at DeMar DeRozan. His basketball camp is coming to the University of Victoria. I'll ask you about the camp one more time, DeMar. I guess when you see kids, and maybe you see yourself in some of those kids too, they love basketball, they're young. What is the number one thing that you try to impress upon them, the kids that are coming to your camp?
That's anything possible. You know, for me, it's just about getting out there with the kids, being hands-on. You know, not feeling like a star, but feeling like one of them, you know, and go out there, have fun with them, work with them, compete with them, you know, because that goes a long way in giving them kids motivation and the passion to keep pushing, not even just with basketball, just in life in general. So for me to just go out there and be one with the kids, whether it's talking, being in a huddle with them, playing basketball with them, doing the drill with them, you know, that's what it's all about for me.
He is at DeMar DeRozan, and hey, all the best moving forward, DeMar. And I will say, no matter what anybody thinks of the trade here in Canada for their basketball team, you were a terrific ambassador for the sport and the city of Toronto and the country of Canada, really. And the fact that you're doing this camp in Victoria in a couple of weeks' time is just another sign of that. So we really appreciate the time. Congrats on everything, and all the best in San Antonio. We mean it.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks, DeMar.
There he is. That is DeMar DeRozan of the San Antonio Spurs. And that was good. That was interesting. It really sounds like, and like I didn't love the anger right after the deal. I'll admit, I think there was a time where maybe, you know, DeMar looked a little petty, but you want to see emotion, and he took it hard. He did not want to be traded. He didn't think he was going to get traded, and then they traded him. And it came as a shock, and it led Wade to a little bit of